you know another picture that is indelibly burned in my mind is Samson sleeping at her knees yesterday. And then I see him with his eyes put out. I see him servant to those that he had been raised up to deliver the people of God from. That's the end of that pathway. So, what a wonderful thing to know that if the Lord says, don't do it, it isn't optional, it isn't multiple choice, it means that I want, by the grace of God, to obey Him in that pathway. But I tell you, it's not just that big decision. But I'm skipping a little ahead here, and I'm thinking, what is the wonderful thing that every young person in this room can count upon? I can count upon this. We used to say, I can go to the bank with this. I can be led by the Lord in every one of these areas. It is my privilege as a child of God to be led by Him. And I've picked this verse 27 out, and I know for John Ajami and others here that are looking, that I'm taking it out of its context a bit, and I'm using it in the sense of application. Okay? I understand that. Because someone has already said that this is the Spirit of God. I understand that. But can you and I look at this verse 27 and say, I, being in the way, the Lord led me. Can I take that? Can I lay hold of that? I believe so. I believe that we can look at that verse, I, being in the way, the Lord will, young people, every time, all the time, without fail, I will always be able to depend upon Him. And I think, what a wonderful thing. But the question that I need some help with then, from some of my young brothers, is what does it mean to be in the way? Somebody has to help us here. David, what does that mean to you?
Well, it's kind of like what we talked about yesterday with the whole discernment thing. When we lose our sense of discernment, it's like times when we lose focus of the Lord. And that goes into many different ways, like not having your time with Him, being distracted by different things in the world, the school, work. And not say those are bad things, but when we become consumed with those, and it's so easy to get distracted. So when we're outside of the way is when we lose focus of person of Jesus Christ and like what He's done for us. And like, I didn't really get that, the person of Jesus Christ. I'm like, okay, we lose sight of the person of Jesus Christ. But then I've been studying lately and I'm starting to get it, like the person of Jesus Christ in terms of who He really is and what He's done for us and what different things He's brought us into. And it's kind of amazing.
Yesterday, when we spoke of Samson, we had the expression, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And we spoke about the fact that in the Old Testament, the Spirit came and moved or worked through an individual. And that now as believers, our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells within each one of us that has accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. We've mentioned this morning that the servant is a picture of the action of the Holy Spirit, or really the Holy Spirit, and we see the Holy Spirit in action here in Genesis 24. And so to be found as the verse now that's being before us, I being in the way the Lord led me. Yesterday was Samson and the foxes. We don't read that the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson to cause him to act in the way that he did. And we know that that was on his part. It was completely self-motivated and done in anger. That was not of the Lord. To be found in the way that the Lord led me can only be in a way that the Spirit of God is leading me. And the Spirit of God can only lead me according to His mind and His purpose. He is not going to, and he can't lead me in any other way. For he is not the author of confusion, and he is not going to give direction that is good for one and not good for another. He is consistent, and his ways are perfect, and he is going to lead in a way. And for me to be found in that way, that Spirit of the Lord must be able to be not grieved, or has to be have free access in my life in order to be able to work in my life in such a way that is pleasing and honoring to him.
I think we find the answer also in the very same chapter that we were looking at. We didn't read these verses because it's a long chapter and we don't have the time, but I want to just look at verse 10, part of that verse. It says, the servant took the camels and departed. And where did he go? He went to Mesopotamia, unto the city of Nahor, exactly where the instruction was given to him to go to his master's brethren. And then it says in verse 12 that he prayed. And he prayed, God, send me good speed this day. And so we found him in the way. We found him in the way that the instruction had been given to him. He wouldn't have found her in any other place. If he would have found anyone in any other place, it wouldn't have been the person that God had chosen. And just to link with what you've been saying, Brother John, we have a New Testament verse for this. If we don't have to turn to it, but in Romans 8, chapter 11... Romans 8 verse 11, it says, verse 13, it says, if you live after the flesh, you shall die. We had that yesterday. A man who was living after the flesh, and the end result was death. And here it says in verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So we who are true believers, who have the Holy Spirit indwelling on us, we have the promise from God that the Spirit of God will lead us, and he'll lead us in the way. I can tell you this. The way is not going to be. She's not going to be found in the party down the hall. She's not going to be there. And if she's there, she's not the person I want. He's not going to be found at the bar. If he's there, that's not the person you want. That's not the way. The way is what's according to the mind and the word of God, which was already spoken. Abraham had said, here is where you're going to find her, in that place. And we see how God worked in a way which no man could have orchestrated to prepare that person right in the place that he was in.
I want to go back to the first word, or the first letter, because it says I. That's a mighty important word. We've talked about your parents, your brothers and your sisters. It's nice to go outside that circle, but ultimately, where does the responsibility come back to? Who's going to pay the price for a wrong decision? Well, your mother and father are going to be unhappy. Your brothers and sisters perhaps are going to be. But ultimately, who is going to pay the price when I have made a bad decision? I've got to realize that now. It isn't others in the true sense of the word that will pay the price. It is me. Am I at 16, 17, 18, 19, 20? Am I honestly recognizing before the Lord that I am accountable to Him? And then I want to stress this little word, being. Because we looked yesterday at Christians who are up today and they're down tomorrow and they're on the mountaintop again next week and they're down here again. Is that what the Lord wants for you as a believer? That you're continually taken with the waves that go up and down? We talked about the ship, didn't we? We talked about the anchors that give that vessel stability even in rough waters. Now, this was one here that was not up today and down tomorrow, but this is what characterized him. He said, I being in the way. I think, what a lesson for us. I being in the way.